You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, first order of business is to acknowledge some new members to the DX Audio Service. They are Larry Mann, Philip Dampier, and Bill Schaefer. Welcome aboard. And Phil, I believe I see your name pop up from time to time in the TVRO echo. Nice to have you aboard. And I'd like to also make mention of Steve Bauer, Tandy Way, and Don Breda. Those members of the DX Audio Service have been keeping in touch with me via the computer bulletin board system in the echoes or via netmail. And I'd like to let everyone know that if you do have a home computer system, which is capable of connecting with a computer bulletin board, or maybe you have a computer bulletin board in your town and it supports either the ConfMail, EchoMail system, or it has netmail access, you can send us a letter or just a howdy or whatever by addressing it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Just send it to address 1:234/16. That's 23416. And the bulletin board is sitting approximately 5 feet from me right now, so there's no problem getting access to it. We also have on the bulletin board system the following echoes, and they are the ham radio echo, the ham for sale, the shortwave, audio, music, and the TVRO echo. And those are ones which I often look through in the morning when I just first get to work. And if you have something that you'd like to send us, be sure to drop us a note either in there or please netmail it to us at, again, 23416. If you'd like a copy of our files, just file request files, and we're more than happy to take anything that you might want to submit to us, either as an article or a special program or whatever. Just attach it along and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. We have approximately 12 members which need to renew their subscriptions to the DX Audio Service, and we've often been asked, how do you know when your subscription is about to lapse? Very easy. Have someone take a look at the bottom of the label on the front of the box which your DX Audio Service comes in, and you'll see a date. That is the date of the last issue of the DX Audio Service. Now, to make sure your renewal goes nice and smooth, the best thing to do is be sure to send in your renewal payment before the actual subscription date. In fact, if you can send it in about a month and a half before the last issue, that way there won't be any snafus and everything will run smoothly and you'll keep receiving your DX Audio Service forever and ever. I'd like to thank Mr. J. Spell down in Nashville, Tennessee, for sending me a whole bunch of tapes. Jay, you're doing just about the same thing that I'm doing in doing some house cleaning and some tapes. I do appreciate them, and I will take and record those. I'd also like to make mention to several members who apparently on some past issues got some misinformation concerning the tape trading thing that we sent out, about 6 months ago? And that was the air checks that I have available here. I've probably got somewhere close to 100 to 120 tapes still sitting here that need to be copied. Many members took that to mean that this was a free library service where I could just record pieces of air checks onto tapes for them. In reality, this is a tape traders, which means that if you want three tapes out of my collection, you need to send me three tapes from your collection of stuff that I would need. And what has happened is I've got a whole stack here of blank tapes, and I'm still going through. So if you have not received your tapes back, don't panic. We're going to get to them. It just takes some time. And in the future, I'd like to make sure that everyone understands that if you'd like some tapes out of our collection here, be sure to send us some, as they call it, trade bait, something that we can use for our collection on this end, too. And that familiar sound means it's time for the DXchange on the DX Audio Service. Dr. Richard E. Wood is in the market for a AM shortwave receiver in the $1,000 to $2,000 range, modified okay. Must operate off 12 volts DC, please, and no R71As, please. You can write to Dr. Wood at Post Office Box 5074 in Hilo, Hawaii. Zip code is 96720, or you can call him at area code 808-966-6421 between 0500 and 0800 UTC only. For sale, a low-cost print and braille system for IBM-compatible computers, hardware, and software. System consists of the Brother HR40 Daisy Wheel Printer with a 15-inch wide carriage, tractor and friction feed, easy to operate with print and braille manuals, special soft roller for producing draft-quality braille, braille translation software for grade 1 and 2, and computer braille, two text formatter programs for ASCII and WordPerfect files, print and braille, and disk-based documentation for all. Tractor feed, 60-weight braille paper included, and ink ribbons. Original cost 1 year ago to me was $1,700 and will sell for $800 plus shipping. For more information, contact Tandy Way at 8909 Peppermill Court, Tampa, Florida, 33634, or you can phone Mr. Way at area code 813-885-7182. And it's time now to take a look at some CPC tests from the National Radio Club. WCIL on 1020, Post Office Box 700 in Carbondale, Illinois, 62903 will conduct a special DX test broadcast on Monday, February 5th, 1990, from 0630 to 0700 Eastern Local Time. This test will consist of a special test announcement, Morse code IDs and music, and reception reports are requested. All reports should be sent to Mr. Paul H. McRoy, General Manager of WCIL Radio. This test was arranged by the Colorado CPC machine for the National Radio Club. WRSW 1480, Post Office Box 1448 in Warsaw, Indiana, zip code is 46580, will conduct a special DX test on February 4th, 1990, from 0530 Eastern Local Time through 0555 Eastern Local Time to sign on. This test will be conducted using the 1 kilowatt daytime facility. At 0555, WRSW will switch to 500 watts direction. This test will consist of some marches, legal IDs, code IDs, and will be interspersed with oldies from their automated normal programming. In addition to acknowledging reports, the general manager will award a special prize to the furthest report of their signal. This is from, James Swearingen, chief engineer. Gave him a promotion there, didn't I? Our thanks to Mr. Swearingen. This test was arranged by the Colorado CPC machine for the National Radio Club. And finally, WIVV 1370, Post Office Box 338 in Puerto Rico, will be conducting a special DX test on February the 19th, 1990, from 0400 to 0426 Eastern Local Time. At 0426, WIVV will sign on for its normal broadcast day. This test will be run with 5,000 watts non-directional power. This test will consist of Christian music with frequent voice and code IDs. Our thanks to Mr. James C. French, Operations Manager of WIVV Radio. And if memory serves me right, that is in Vesquez, Puerto Rico, I believe it is, V-I-E-Q-U-E-S. And the logbook says the area zip code is 00765-0338. Try that one out. That'd be a good catch, wouldn't it? Would you like to join the verification game? Well, you can help out with station tests. Here's how. Send Wayne Heinen at 4131 South Andes Way in Aurora, Colorado, 80013, 2 25-cent stamps per station. And Wayne and Jeff Tynan will print and mail an effective test request letter for you. You can either specify the station and the time, or just take pot shot. You know, they'll just select a couple for you. Increase your verifications and help the other National Radio Club members at the same time. Join the verification game. And we'll be back in just a short minute with a look at the AM switch. You can send someone something that they can't use, like dirty laundry, or you can send them something that they can use, like the DX Audio Service. A gift subscription to the DX Audio Service says a lot, and the DX Audio Service is designed to inform a radio listener in a way that's pleasing and informative. You get the AM Switch with Jerry Starr, Travelogue with John Bowker, Market Scope with Phil Wayne, plus a whole lot more. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is published monthly, and a one-year subscription where you get to keep the cassette is $25. A one-year subscription where you return the cassette each month for a reduplication is $12. A sample copy of the DX Audio Service is $3, and back issues of the DX Audio Service are also $3. If you'd like to send a gift subscription to someone on your DX hit list, just contact the National Radio Club Incorporated at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024, or call area code 608-423-4159. Remember, Visa and MasterCard are accepted. That's the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service with no dirty laundry.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, directly from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Four editions of AM Switch for you on this audio service tape, starting with AM Switch reference number 220 and a lot of new call letters and call letter changes. On 530, another 530 station that popped up about a year or so ago as a construction permit in high-level Alberta will have the call CKHL. On 700, new station Reston, Virginia, WREH. 740, new station Buckley, Washington, KWMN. On 870, WJBQ, Gorham, Maine, changes call to WKZN. 880, new station in Fairview, North Carolina, WMIY. 890, new station Pendleton, South Carolina, WPGP. 900 WMJZ, Gaylord, Michigan, becomes WSNQ. On 1230 WBOP, Pensacola, Florida, changes to WTKX. 1280 WMRO, Aurora, Illinois, becomes WYSY. 1300 WCER, Huntington, Indiana, changes to WPDJ. 1310 KZZP, Mesa, Arizona, becomes KXAM. Two changes on 1340, KRMD, Shreveport, Louisiana, becomes KMJI, and KOJK, San Angelo, Texas, changes to KTEO. 1350, WRAP, Portsmouth, Virginia, becomes WBSK. 1370, KOKE, Rollingwood, Texas, becomes KFON. They have gone to a talk format. The call is pronounced K-phone. On 1480, WAME, Charlotte, North Carolina, changes to WCNT. 1490, WMTX, Biloxi, Mississippi, becomes WXLS. We have two changes on 1520, WGNB, Indian Rock Beach, Florida, becomes WTIN. And WVOI, Toledo, Ohio, changes to WDRA. 1530 WFXO, Northeast Pennsylvania. Last edition we reported that call change, and since then that call has been set aside. The station decided they did not want to be WFXO, and so they remain WRKT, The Rocket. And on 1580 WPMO, Pascagoula, Mississippi, becomes WKNN. One new station applied for, that's on 1240 in Flowood, Mississippi. Applications from existing facilities on 830 KABN in Long Island, Alaska, would like to change to 840 kilohertz with 10,000 watts day and night. That corrects some information we gave to you last edition. That is 10,000 day and night. And on 840 WPGS, MIMS, Florida, would like to raise their power to 10,000 watts daytime only and change their city of license to Castleberry, Florida. Couple highlights in otherness on 700 KSUR, Soledad, California. This new station is on the air. KSUR has a classical format. On 890, new station in Pendleton, Oregon. Well, it doesn't exist at all. If you have the latest edition of the National Radio Club AM log, we happen to notice that this station is listed as both Pendleton, Oregon and Pendleton, South Carolina. Pendleton, Oregon is wrong. You can scratch that one out. And on 1160 WMVI, Mechanicsville, New York, this station has moved here from its old frequency of 1170, as we mentioned last issue. However, they are still daytime only with 250 watts. Sometime toward the end of this month, or the beginning of March, they expect to have their full time on, which will be 5,000 day, 500 night, U1. On 1340 KATY, San Luis Obispo, California, this silent station is back on the air. 1390 KHOB, Hobbs, New Mexico. Last month, we reported that new owners were about ready to put this silent station back on the air. At the last moment, the sale fell through, so there are no new owners, and the future of this station may be somewhat in doubt. On 1470 KKVU, Tremonton, Utah, this silent station has been sold and is expected to return to the air soon. As a matter of fact, later on down the log here, we'll have a call letter change for that. And on 1480 KLAY, Lakewood, Washington, this is kind of interesting. This station is getting ready to move to 1180 kilohertz, but the 1480 facility is being sold to two separate owners if the FCC grants a waiver for such a move. One owner would operate the station with a Christian format Monday through Saturday, and the other owner would deliver a non-commercial public radio format on Sundays only. And by the way, if this goes through, both those stations will have different calls, so they'll be calls Monday through Saturday and a different call on Sunday on 1480 in Lakewood, Washington, and we'll get to those call changes a little later on down the page. Moving to edition number 221, under call letter changes on 890, new station in Fairlawn, Virginia will be WGHK. 990 KIXA, Pittsburgh, California changes to KKIS. 1040 KKRE, Monument, Colorado becomes KCBR. By the way, that stands for Colorado's Business Radio, so you don't have to guess what their new format will be. On 1220 WCPH, Etowah, Tennessee, we told you last month was changing to WDRZ. Well, they had second thoughts and had that change set aside, so that station remains WCPH. On 1230 WSTR, Sturgis, Michigan becomes WMSH. 1290 WFIG, Sumter, South Carolina, finally will change to WQMX. They applied for that change once before, had it set aside, and now they finally are changing once again to WQMX. 1350 KRYT, Pueblo, Colorado becomes KGHF. On 1380 KLNI, Pearl City, Hawaii becomes KIPO. 1400, new station in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan will be WPBW. On 1440, WMLA, Normal, Illinois, changes to WIRE. We didn't think that call would be in limbo too long before somebody snapped it up. 1470, KKVU, the silent station in Tremonton, Utah, we told you was about to return to the air. When they do, they'll return as KZZK. Here are those changes on 1480 we mentioned earlier for KLAY Lakewood. If the change goes through when KLAY moves to 1180 and two more stations take over and share 1480, they will use the calls KDFL, that will belong to the station that will operate Monday through Saturday, and KTGN will belong to the station that will operate on Sundays only. On 1510, KZKZ, Greenwood, Arkansas, changes to KVOG. Also on 1510, KCCV, Independence, Missouri. When KCCV moves their programming to 760, which we'll get to in just a little bit, the new station operating on 1510 will be KIDZ. On 1580, KCWW, Tempe, Arizona, they decided not to change to that call and will remain with their old call of KNIX. And finally on 1600, KRQZ in Dungeness, Washington, becomes KCDV. Grants for new stations, we have three of them in this edition. On 880 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 1,000 watts D3. In Monita, Virginia, also on 880, it'll be 2,500 watts D3. And on 890, Fairlawn, Virginia, we already gave you that new call letter. The station will be 2,500 D3. Applications from existing facilities. On 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Michigan, they would like to move to 1310 kilohertz and be full-time with 5,000 watts day, 500 watts nighttime. Looking down under otherness in edition 221 on 610 KSPN Vail, Colorado. This silent station is back on the air with continuous repeating tapes of tourist information. Very much like one of those TIS stations you might hear at 530 or 1610, except this one runs full-time right in the middle of the broadcast band, and it runs 24 hours a day. So KSPN Vail, Colorado has returned to the air with tourist information. On 660 WBLX in Fairhope, Alabama, although this station is licensed as a full-time station, at the moment is operating daytime only. They are not using their nighttime power. On 690 KVOI, Oro Valley, Arizona, their application to move the station to 700 kilohertz has been dismissed, so you can scratch that one off. On 830 WWMO, Eden, North Carolina, this station has now moved its operation here from 1130 kilohertz. On 1100 KDRY, Alamo Heights, Texas, their application to move the station to San Antonio has been dismissed. 1130 WEDE, Eden, North Carolina, new operation has taken over this frequency now that WWMO has moved to 830, so make 1130 in Eden, North Carolina, WEDE. And finally on 1160 WPIE, Trumansburg, New York, a new station on the air. Moving to edition number 222, call interchanges, not really a change, but a move, 760 KNCI, Overland Park, Kansas. The station had been testing under this call, but now that KCCV has moved their programming here, the new call is KCCV on 760. Looking at otherness, also on 760, WENO, Nashville, Tennessee, new station is on the air. They have a religious format. On 910, KVVQ, Hesperia, California, this construction permit has been around for years and years. This new station has finally been heard testing on the air. Speaking of things that have been around for a long time, on 1200 WOPA in Chicago, this station finally is on the air with their Spanish format after testing for nearly a year. On 1310 KIOT, Barstow, California, this station is silent pending a sale. 1380 WMPS, Millington, Tennessee, silent station back on the air. 1400 KGBX, Springfield, Missouri, another silent station also returns to the air. 1420 WIMS, Michigan City, Indiana. They held a construction permit to build a synchronous transmitter in LaPorte, Indiana. They have had better thoughts and have turned that CP in. So if you have the synchro in LaPorte, Indiana still in your logbook on 1420, you can scratch that one off. On 1510, we mentioned a little bit ago that the station KCCV moving from 1510 to 760, and when they did, the new station taking over 1510 would be KIDZ. At the moment, that has not happened yet. Although KCCV is now on 760, the 1510 facility is presently silent. However, it is expected to return to the air shortly as KIDZ. Couple items on 1580 WMTI, Arecibo, Puerto Rico. This synchronous transmitter is now operational. And WMRE, Knoxville, Tennessee. This station is silent. And finally, we wrap it up for this tape with AM switch number 223. One lone call letter change on 1320 KGNR, Sacramento, California becomes KCTC. And highlights from otherness on 880 WMEQ, Menominee, Wisconsin. This station is now operating here on this new frequency, formerly on 1360. 980 WFXP, Gulf Breeze, Florida. This station is silent. 1120 WDUF, Duffield, Virginia. New station is on the air. They have a bluegrass format. 1300 WIMG, Ewing, New Jersey. Station was silent for a short period. They are now back on the air. 1310 KTKR, Taft, California. This station is silent. 1440 WWCL, Lehigh Acres, Florida. This silent station has been scheduled to return to the air on February the 5th, 1990. Depending on what time you get this tape, that station may already be on the air. 1530 WJPJ, Huntington, Tennessee. This silent station is also returned to the air. And finally, out of the band, but a note of interest on 1630. A number of people have called reporting hearing a station identifying under the call as KS2XAH, Norfolk, Virginia, on 1630 kilohertz. People were wondering what that was. Any station you hear with a 2 in the call, that is a temporary experimental call. In the case of this one, it is WNIS 850, using this to proof up the antenna system for their new 50-kilowatt operation, which should be on the air by the time this reaches you. So if you did hear KS2XAH, that belonged to WNIS 850 in Norfolk, Virginia. And that will wrap it up for this month on the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in about 30 days with more information from the broadcast band and from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And if you have some notes of interest that can be included in the AM Switch column, be sure to drop them on a postcard or a letter and send them to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. Well, looky here. Here's John Bowker with a look at the travel log on the DX Audio Service.
Well, hello again, everyone. Well, let me tell you, this has been an eye-opening month for me, or ear-opening, or whatever one does with radio. But now, our main thrust today is going to be on the 580 kilohertz travelog tape. But just as an opening aside, among those who sent me a cassette during the past month was Don League. Now, he's our subscriber in Central Florida along the East Coast, and he called my attention to an interesting practice near him of two radio stations simulcasting. Well, maybe that isn't too uncommon where you live, but I can tell you this, in New England and New Jersey, I'm not aware of any kind of simulcasting like Don League pointed out to me. No. Oh, did I mention the two stations that were simulcasting were both AM stations on different frequencies in adjacent towns using a combined station break? Yeah, now, if you have other examples of that, I'd love to hear from you. I'm hoping to get that tape on in it'll be a few months, I guess, Don, before we get to the middle 600 frequencies where, frankly, we don't have too many stations on the air for us to play for you, but we'll get to that. But that was kind of an interesting thing. I spent a couple of weeks in the Florida, Central Florida area, and found more than one example of this simulcasting on AM stations. And it's not like a network, not at all. It's the same exact program, morning, noon, and night, commercials and all. So what are you going to do? But today we focus on 580 kilohertz, 516.9 meters of wavelength if you're planning to cut an antenna for 580. And let's see, I count 27 stations in the United States now operating on this frequency, and 8 or 9 additional in Canada. But it wasn't always this way on 580. Just looking back at the log of 1926, I see there were only 2 stations on the air in the United States in 1926 at 580 on the dial. Both were 5,000 watts, the maximum licensed power for any stations in those days. But like happened to us back in 550 days, these two stations at 580 on the dial were both in Pontiac, Michigan. That's right. They shared time, of course. The call letters of one of the stations was WCX. And the other?
Yeah, even then, the great voice of the Great Lakes, I guess, WJR, at 580 on your dial. But
let's see, flipping over to 1936, there were 6 stations at 580 on your dial. And, hey, look at this. They're interesting. They include WDBO in Orlando, WCHS in Charleston, WIBW in Topeka, WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts, KMJ in Fresno, and, oh dear, KSAC in Manhattan, Kansas. So even then they were sharing in Topeka and Manhattan. Call sign there is a little different, though. Yeah, remarkable, isn't it, that 5 of those 6 are still on the air on that frequency, and they haven't changed their call letters during the intervening 54 years. Yeah, incidentally, the 5,000-watt limit I mentioned is still the maximum that the FCC allows on this frequency in the continental United States. I noticed that WKAQ in San Juan operates at 580, and they're using 10,000 watts, but that's kind of an anomaly. This is a regional channel classification, 580, by the FCC. Okay, we're going to be jumping around a bit today as we trace a course from the East Coast to the West. We'll start in Massachusetts and wind up way out west. See if you can follow our path. I'll drop some breadcrumbs if it would help.
It's 10 o'clock and Rachel Spencer has news from Worcester's News Leader.
WNTAT. Good morning. It's 45 degrees in downtown Worcester.
You've been listening to The Comedy Show on the news station, AM 580, WHP, Harrisburg.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Damage and casualty figures from Hurricane Hugo's first landfall.
This is WLES Radio 580 on your dial in Lawrenceville. Time now for the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLES Newsroom.
WTSB, number 10.
The Classic Hit Station, 58 CHS, is WCHS, Charleston.
WDBO, News Radio 58, Orlando. Working hard to bring you the news you need to know.
What? Orlando temperature, 74. Good morning, I'm Wayne Weinberg, WDBO News.
You're in tune with Big Wolf Radio, WOFE 580 on your dial, Rockwood, Tennessee, serving Rockwood and surrounding areas. The time is 10:30, and it's time now for the church news brought to you as another public service of Bill Breeze.
That was Judy Rodman. Early fall on WKSK. I'm Alan Francis. Thank you very much for listening to the country portion of our broadcast today here on WKSK. Stand by for today's hit music on Cruisin' with KSK.
You're cruising with WKSK West Jefferson.
WKSK West Jefferson.
Is a stereo K58 music sweep.
Once again, there is a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock this evening for portions of eastern and southern Illinois and much of northern and western Indiana. Champaign-Urbana is included in that tornado watch. That's regional news. I'm Alex Ashlock.
And this is AM 580, the Information Advantage, WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. This radio service is made possible in part by the continuing financial support of our listeners, the friends of WILL.
Listen for the Peabody Award-winning Larry King Show Monday through Friday nights, the Jim Bohannon Show Saturdays, and the Best of King Sundays, all at 11:06 p.m. on 580 WIBW Topeka.
KKSU in Manhattan, the 5,000-watt voice of Kansas State University.
I'm Craig Hansen. This is KMJ Fresno. Another hour to go.
Well, that's quite a gap in the tape between Kansas and California, but that's what we have on tape here at the DX Audio Service in the United States. Now, let's see, before we stop this, though, we want to go north of the border and see what we got going up there for us.
It's 9 o'clock and 77 degrees in Windsor. Good evening, I'm Gino Conte. CKWW News Radio time is 9:02.
CFRA News to 5 was brought to you by Derwin Opticians. Tomorrow, the news will be presented by Lewis Motors.
Bill Lussier, CFRA in Ottawa.
4 out of 5 mathematicians count on CJFX in Antigonish and Port Hawkesbury. It's 3 o'clock. CJFX News with Paul McCackern.
Well, I had that one wrong. I thought it was pronounced Antigonish. But have you ever marveled at how Jerry Starr gets all the cities pronounced correctly? At least, you know, as far as I know, he does. Now, let's see, I have one more ID from the United States that, frankly, is out of order because it was not on my priority list of quality recordings. This is in my C category of recordings, but it's okay. Listen to Traverse City.
TCM Traverse City, the great sound of live radio at AM 580.
Well, just barely live radio, I guess. Okay, next month we'll be doing the 590 tape. Oh, and just let me re-equalize here. Just before I leave you this month, for those of you sending in cassette IDs for use on the DX Audio Service, hey, that's what it's all about, gang. Thanks so very much. I'll tell you one slight change that I have been making in my own collection, and you'll be hearing it more and more as the hobby matures, and that is where we keep not only the intro to the news and the news announcer's name, we've been doing that for several years, I am now keeping enough of the first item of news so that we get some sensation of when the recording was actually made.
it simplifies the logging here, too, as far as keeping a record of, you know, who sent in the recording, when the recording was made, and a lot of that stuff. So if you do give me an ID that leads up to the news, please keep the first item of news on there, too, so we get some sensation of when it was all done. Okay, see you next month, Fred.
Okay, thank you very much, John. And if you'd like to send a top-of-the-hour ID to John Bowker for the travel log, simple to do. Just drop it on a cassette to John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, at 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's three words, Canoe, C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive, in Princeton Junction. That's JCT, period, abbreviation for Junction, New Jersey, 08550. And, John, I don't see what the big deal is about the two different stations doing an ID together. I mean, we do it all the time.
CKTT, CKPT, 1350, CKAR, Motor City.
And it's not that bad, is it, John? Three station IDs in a row. Okay. Cheated a little bit, I think. Coming up next is a look at what's happening with the ratings, and Laura McCusker will take care of that right here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And then a whole lot more, so just stay tuned.
Motor City Disco.
Greetings and Happy New Year to all numbers watchers. Laura McCusker back once again with the latest radio ratings results from Radio and Records Magazine. Hope everyone had a nice, fun holiday season, but now the holidays are over, the fun's over. Time to get back to serious stuff like DXing. These rankings are from the Birch Ratings Company. We'll look at the big markets this time with a few changes noted in New York City. Remember the days when WPLJ was the big heavyweight ratings getter in New York, and then for a few years it was WHTZ Z100? Well, those days are over, seemingly. The number one station in the city last summer for the 18 to 49 age group was AOR WNEW-FM, peaking with a 7.7 share. Not exactly big, huge numbers there, but enough to make it number one. Number two by a hair with a 7.6 share was Urban WBLS-FM. Z100 was third, followed by Urban WRKS Kiss FM and Dance Music WQHT. WPLJ was ranked ninth with a 4.3 share. It's far from their glory days. AM radio is doing lousy in the Big Apple, as might be expected. The highest rated AM was Sports WFAN. They had a high of a 3.6 share. That, though, that 3.6, of course, is a big improvement over the numbers the station had at 6.60 when they were WNBC. They had very low numbers then. Out in L.A., CHR KPWR does well, but only among the younger listeners. They logged a high of a 10.9 share last spring for listeners 18 to 34. An 8.1 share for those 18 to 49. They only had a 4.4 share, though, for those 25 to 54. KIIS AM and FM has better all-around numbers. They ranked first among the both 18 to 49 and 25 to 54 age groups. AOR KLOS did well, especially in the 18 to 49 age group. They peaked with a 7.7 share last spring. AM also doing poorly out on the West Coast. Talker KABC posted a high of a 3.7 share. The clear winner in Chicago is Urban WGCI-FM, number one in all age categories with a 17.3 share last spring. The Loop WLUP-FM was a solid second. They got a 10.5 share for the 18 to 34 age group, dropping to a 6.7 for the 25 to 54 age group. WLUP-AM actually did okay also. The talker posted a high of a 4.8 share in the 25 to 54 group. They also did well among younger listeners, though. They had a 4.7 share for the 18 to 34 age group. Out in Philadelphia, AOR WMMR-FM took the top spot quite handily. They had a 20.5 share for last summer. CHR WIOQ did very well with the 18 to 34 set, posting an 11.2 share. But they dropped to a 7.7 share among the 18 to 49 group, and in the 25 to 54 category, well, they weren't even listed. Nobody listening to the CHR there, I guess. Urban WDAS-FM was just the opposite in their results. They had a 5.5 share among younger listeners and 8.6 among older ones. Clear Channel News KYW posted a high of an even 6 share among those 25 to 54. Well, that's about all the stuff I could dig up this time. Remember, your input is always welcome. If you have any ratings information from your area, or if you have any suggestions about what you might like to hear on this ratings column, drop me a letter at WROW Radio, 341 Northern Boulevard, Albany, New York, 12204. Hope everyone is having a fun and exciting DX season. Until next time, good DX to all.
Historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting, and it's brought to you by the National Radio Club. I'm John Bowker, and in a minute I'll be back with the events of February 1945.
The DX Audio Service.
Good service. I really enjoy the audio service. I
really enjoy the magazine. Keep up the good work. And
DX Audio Service is a great magazine.
The DX Audio Service for the DXer or radio hobbyist. For more information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope for written information or $3 for a sample cassette to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin 53523-0024.
February 1945 was a particularly cold month in the eastern United States. Our Army's progress in Germany had recently faltered, and the Japanese were causing us heavy losses as we invaded one island after another in recapturing the Pacific. It was up to radio to bring some good news to the American people to keep the war effort in high gear. The liberation of Manila was the perfect setting. The Philippines, February 1945, the American forces had landed with Douglas MacArthur, and the events were completely covered by radio using shortwave and cable relay facilities to all the radio networks. Bert Sylan's last NBC broadcast from Manila in January of 1942 had been ended in mid-sentence by a Japanese bomb on the American transmitter. He was captured, and upon his release by the Japanese, began his first new broadcast with the words, "As I was saying when I was so rudely interrupted over 3 years and a month ago." The Office of War Administration reported during February of 1945 that over 6,000 members of the United States Armed Forces listed their main occupation in civilian life as radio broadcasters. This was a remarkable number considering there were only 880 radio stations licensed in the United States in 1941. And February 1945 was a wonderful time for DXing. The only United States station operating at 690 on the dial was KGGF in Coffeyville, Kansas. KYW, by now in Philadelphia, was all alone at 1060. And KPMC in Bakersfield had only the East Coast's WQXR in New York with which to share 1560. This has been Historical Moments in Radio, recalling the events of February 1945, and brought to you by the National Radio Club. In our next program, we'll shed some light on which station really was the first broadcaster in the United States. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
And it's time now to take a look at the Formats column, which is edited by Tony Fitzherbert of 356 Jackman Avenue in Fairfield, Connecticut, 06430. Well, if one likes show tunes instead of folk music, a treasure in the Boston area is on the AM dial, and it's WRCA 1330 Waltham. Showbiz Radio features Broadway and Hollywood show music, probably like the ill-fated KSHO on 540 in Hesperia, but I think that the format will do well in Boston's upscale western suburbs. WBIV on 1160 is now mostly all Spanish and has moved its studios to Commonwealth Avenue in Boston and certainly does not serve its city of license, and the transmitter is a multi-tower array in Ashland. Sadly, in the Boston area, WMEX 1150 said goodbye to its great oldies format. It is now featuring the second to the least favorite format, Business News Radio. And down the road in Providence, 990 is now WALE with Talk. It is one of at least four Talk outlets in the area. This 50,000-watt powerhouse has studios in downtown Providence, and a six-tower array is located on the crest of a wooded hill in Nassenville, 20 miles northwest of the town. Al Holtz writes from Philadelphia that WEAZAM on 560 has now sold to Salem Communications and will probably go to a religious format, as did Salem's New York City acquisition, WMCA. Salem has applied for 560's original and famous calls, WFIL. Some of the other format changes on 560 KLZ in Denver, Colorado drops country western music for SMN's Z-Rock format. On 750 KJEL in Lebanon, Missouri is now adult contemporary and parallels their FM. 960 WSYA in Montgomery, Alabama is now oldies, and it also simulcasts with their FM station. On 1010 KBIS in Little Rock, Arkansas is business, news, and sports radio. On 1060 WBIV, as we mentioned, in Nantucket, Massachusetts is now mostly Spanish. 1130 KOFK in Milan, New Mexico is a new station and is now oldies. Also on 1130 WEDE in Eden, North Carolina is adult contemporary, country western music, and oldies. How about that for a format? And if you have something on the format's angle to contribute to the column, just drop it on a card or letter to Tony Fitzherbert of 356 Jackman Avenue in Fairfield, Connecticut, 06430. Let him know all the details, and we'll be publishing it in the DX Audio Service and in the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. And that just about wraps up part one of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. On part two, we'll hear from Phil Wayne with the Market Scope, musings from members, and a whole lot more. I'd like to remind you that when you send in your subscriptions or renewals, you should send them up to the National Radio Club headquarters. Send them to Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0. And be sure your check is made payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated. See you on part two with more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1990.